This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Be Friends by Alice Ivy. Before that, we had Everybody Knows by Kimbra. You're listening to Tal, Caleb and Em on Sin 90.7. It's Get Serial Tuesdays, guys. And what a day to be alive. Oh, wow.
I tell you what, walking around the streets at the moment, the trees are blooming.
The trees are
blooming. The green leaves are out. It's all happened in the last couple of weeks. It's all kicking off for summer.
It's so nice.
Spring. It's a beautiful time, days, seasons.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting swamped with uni assignments at the moment. But the only thing that I do like about it is, obviously at RMIT, all these new buildings. And there's so many balconies and so many outdoor rooftop study areas that in this weather, it's so nice.
I'm getting so lost, though. I am. Oh, I'm so lost.
How long have you been there?
I've been like a year. but these new buildings haven't been open the whole time.
Really?
So I'm kind of like walking around and I'll just kind of like take a right turn and be like, oh, this exists. This is new.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty cool. You get to see all the different departments.
Yeah, still kind of discovering stuff.
Like when I was at RMIT, but I was at Brunswick. That was a few years ago. And then that's just small, so you couldn't get lost. And you had your one building, and I was in the matchstick building, so I could never get lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I've got
the
a building.
Matchstick building.
Have you ever seen Brunswick RMIT?
No.
Okay.
Bit, like, gone past it.
Sounds very really flammable. Yeah. I got fire exits.
Nicely done. So when you go, it's just like a big box, and it's all different like slats of wood, and it just looks far away. Like
yeah,
matchstick.
No,
so
I do know
like
the one you mean.
It looks like a building made from matchsticks. But I'm at Monash, and it's pretty small again. I went to Monash, Monash Corfu is where I am. I went to Clayton the other day for an event. And that's big. And they give you, like, bikes to ride around on.
Around the campus.
Because it's so big. It's like Latrobe. If you go to Latrobe in Bundoora, that's, like, middle of nowhere, and you'll be walking through the bush, and then there's a huge building. And then keep walking for, like, another K, and then there's another big building. And again, they give you bikes, like, to go around. But
that's pretty cool.
Take it about full circle in terms of things that you find in nature.
Oh, Segway bus.
All aboard.
Everyone's doing a little bit of spring cleaning.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of hard rubbish on the side of the road, if you know where I'm going.
You know when you drive around another suburb and you really have to get somewhere, but you see they're doing hard rubbish and you kind of like leaning out the window longingly, like, oh, look at that like piece of wood. Oh, it'd be so useful.
What are the best things you've picked up in hard rubbish?
I have to admit, hard rubbish kind of freaks me out a little. Like,
really?
In terms of, like, depends on what it is. But admittedly, I got a blanket the other day and it looked really good to like leave outside. But yeah, I don't know.
An outside blanket?
Interesting. Like, just to leave outside.
Okay.
But just for when the cold nights, because we've also got like a fire. It's got a chimney up, but it's like a bonfire. It's like a safe bonfire thing for city people so that they can't like light their houses on fire. contains
another
it.
Another type.
But, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Just seeing things on the street just doesn't, like, fancy me. But then I generally see, like, couches and mattresses and, you know. I saw a toilet the other day, actually. Yeah.
Is it someone using it? Or?
I wish.
That would have been, that's a great hard rubbish collection.
Do you get the person with it? Just kick it off.
All in one. No, I've never really been able to get any hard rubbish stuff. Mainly because, you know, coming from... They don't really do it up in Bendigo.
No,
hard rubbish isn't really a thing up there.
No.
And also, moving down here, I don't have a car. So I do see the hard rubbish. But I've just got no means
in London,
to take it back with me.
In Fair London, enough. Hard rubbish is like every day. But they do their rubbish like really differently. They don't have bins.
Mm-hmm.
So when I lived on a main street in London, like it would be like living on a Brunswick street. You take your bins out in bags. Like whenever you finished, like it's full, you just got to put it on the street. And like house owls in Harry Potter, they come and take them. So when you go out 5 minutes later, it's gone. Because the rubbish bin.
Gosh.
House elves come and pick it up. But, yeah, they don't have bins and everyone puts everything on the street. And I had a friend in London and his entire room was built from, like, hard rubbish. And it was
really cool.
Like, it was a really quirky room. And I was like, ooh, have you, like, sanitised it?
Just a little bit stinky as well?
Yeah, like, you know, like, London people are just, like, a little bit, like, a bit wild. They're a bit feral.
I hope we haven't alienated any London listeners.
I hope, but they'll know what I'm talking about, especially out in, like, the depths of Hackney. I'm bringing them back because I'm being specific and they'll be like, oh my gosh, Hackney,
just
ew.
Real quick, I was actually looking at the downloads for our podcast from last week.
Oh, you can do that?
Someone in the US.
No
way. We have a US download.
Oh, shout out US.
Yeah, shout out to whoever's downloading us from the US. I don't know who you are. Maybe this is like some kind of, maybe they're like some kind of hipster from New York, and they're like, this is like the nichest thing they can possibly find.
Please reach out to
Melbourne,
us.
Melbourne Community Radio.
If you are in New York, do reach out, because I'm there at the end of the season. Damn. We'll come find you and we'll feature
you. Do a live show.
Yeah. But Ken, what have you found on?
What have I found on? Yeah. Really quickly, so I've got my chair at my desk. I have a couch at the front of my house. I picked up a foam roller the other day.
What?
So did you just introduce this bit just so you could tell us?
Yeah, I was waiting for you. Thanks for asking me, Em. Waiting for you also.
Yeah, we went through like what we don't want to get.
rubbish.
Just our mediocre achievements.
I hope they've sanitized it and I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh.
So much.
Half my house is hard rubbish.
So do you actually go around on like hard rubbish week and scout?
I just find when people just leave stuff out.
Too bad you can't find an MBM box sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah.
If you'd find that, that'd be good. Seeing as your landlord ripped it off the side of your house.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. A little update from Arthur the landlord. But before that, we're going to jump into our international feature album, Rostam. Do you guys know anything about Rostam?
I actually don't.
Neither. But so this is going to be first listen for all of us. This is Wood by Rostam. We've got the news coming up very, very shortly. But you're on Get Serial with Tyle, Caleb and Em.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.